Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mac got into our ears and said we need to get to the Twitter page, because today is Wednesday and we do our Fesco and Dusty poll question, which we asked on the Fan 965, who should hit third in this Royals lineup, Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, or Jack Caglione? 44% say Michael Garcia should stay put. 28% say Bobby Witt Jr. 27% say Jack Caglione. So,
yeah.
The people want, the people get, and the people like, as Michael Garcia in a struggling offensive lineup at home is still wanting to be hit third,
right,
by a majority of the people as of now at 7:18 in the morning. So we'll revisit that again at 8 at the top of the hour, as we do every Wednesday. But there was audio yesterday, right, with Sam Munson talking about how Rodgers has had more of an impact than Mahomes for the all-century team.
I think when you're talking, there's a difference between like who is better, who is more talented, who is, you know.
Don't say talented.
There's a difference between like who has a greater degree of ability or ceiling or whatever, and who has had a greater impact over this century, which is 25 years old, but we're only going to count 5 years for one guy. Like, Rodgers has had a greater impact on the 21st century NFL than Mahomes has, I would say.
Okay.
In part because he's played for the majority of it. And had it, like, he's been won a Super Bowl, you know, multiple time MVP as well. Like, Mahomes had incredible impact already in just a few short years.
See, but I think it's
those few short years fine. Are so small compared with Rodgers.
I think it's fine to focus on a player's best 7 or 8 seasons as the main criteria, because then it's like, okay, just because Aaron Rodgers was born earlier, he's going to make the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how these things work. I mean, Larry Allen doesn't make the team because he was born 5 years too soon and half of his career happened in the 90s. Like, that's just the reality of it.
So there you go. Sam Munson saying Aaron Rodgers deserves to be on the all-century team more than Patrick Mahomes because he was born early.
He was born earlier. And so this is interesting because, you know, semi-pro football out of focus has been my bane of existence. Again, stats and analytics are justification for losing and failure. And so he wants to put that stuff out there about Aaron Rodgers being on the all-century team over Patrick Mahomes. ESPN put out their all-century team, quarter-century team, because we're 25 years already into this century, which is unbelievable. And they had Brady, Manning, and Mahomes as the three quarterbacks, and they had Breeze and Aaron Rodgers on the practice squad. And, I mean, if we're talking about the impact that somebody has had on the game of football, nobody has had a bigger impact on the overall game of football than Patrick Mahomes has had over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. And I totally disagree with the comment that Sam Munson of Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus said Aaron Rodgers has had a greater impact on the NFL in the 21st century than Mahomes has. That's factually incorrect. How many people got an Aaron Rodgers haircut? First of all, how many people got an Aaron Rodgers haircut? I'd like to know the answer to that question. The answer is zero. Every kid in America wanted their hair to look like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes also has multiple titles. Aaron Rodgers barely has one. Let me talk about jersey sales here. Patrick Mahomes has been the number one jersey seller in the NFL for the better part of the last decade. Has Aaron Rodgers ever been the number one jersey seller in the National Football League? I don't know. He's so old, they don't track it back that far. What kind of international growth has occurred with Patrick Mahomes? The Kansas City Chiefs are now the guinea pig for the NFL to play in every country in the world, to play on Tuesday nights, to play on Wednesday afternoons, to play on Thursdays, to play on Fridays, to, you know, to bring streaming partners in, to create more revenue for the National Football League from a national standpoint. And what quarterback has had more of an impact on popular culture? Patrick Mahomes has had a great positive impact on the NFL. Aaron Rodgers has had a major negative impact on the National Football League. He's chased fans away. He's caused divisiveness. He's gotten organizations fired. I mean, the stuff that this guy has done from an impact level has been a negative impact, and he hasn't really won on the field. Patrick Mahomes has done nothing but have a positive impact, grow revenues for the league, and have an amazing positive impact on the NFL, where he's made everybody around him better. Aaron Rodgers has people around him, and they want to run away because he makes organizations worse when he's part of their organization. So don't come into my kitchen, Sam, and sit here and tell me that, quote, Aaron Rodgers has had a greater impact on the NFL in the 21st century than Patrick Mahomes has, because that is factually incorrect. If you said a negative impact on the NFL, you nailed it. But from a positive impact to grow the league, to make the league better, to be the premier player, Aaron Rodgers can't hold Patrick Mahomes' jockstrap when it comes to the impact that one guy has had versus the other on the NFL over the last 25 years.
I think the unfortunate part about the conversation that he gets at is that Rodgers is now, what, 20 years in the NFL?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Rodgers, when he really started playing, was in 2008. And
top-selling jersey in 2011.
Yeah, and was the MVP, Super Bowl winner, had everybody like mesmerized. I mean, at the time I was telling my friends, this is the best quarterback I've ever seen. And that was for 10 years before Mahomes was in the league. And in those 10 years from 08, not 10 years, but yeah, I guess from 08 to 18 to when Patrick Mahomes started, you know, Rodgers essentially missed two seasons. He played a half a season in 2013. He played seven games in 2017. You know, threw for less than 4,000 yards just twice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Yeah, just three times. So I take that, and there's one Super Bowl in there, right?
Yep.
And then I take Mahomes's, you know, 8 years that he has. That's all we're given. Only seven as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
He's thrown for under 4,000 yards once. The interceptions, Rodgers has right now a career percentage wise. He averages 1.4 interceptions, I think, per game is for his career, which is like an NFL like record. But whereas Mahomes is indicating that he could have an all-time record in the NFL is yards per game. He's trending in that, as he is at 288.9 yards per game for his career. You look at their, you know, their projected 17 game total, seven seasons on Mahomes. So those numbers will drop a little bit throughout the years. But in 17 games, his career average is 4,900 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers in a 17-game average is 4,300, 34, and 8. So I don't know if that's eventually where Mahomes lands, but I don't think 4,315 will be where he lands. I think Mahomes will end his career averaging about 4,500 yards a season, which is nuts, in my opinion. But to think that Aaron Rodgers would be more impactful for a, what, quarter-century team since 2000, I mean, when you think about the top three quarterbacks since 2000 to 2025, yes, Aaron Rodgers for about 7 years was the guy that had the talent, that was doing the things that Mahomes is doing now. But when you look at what those years are for a quarter century, yes, you get to include the first 10 years that Aaron Rodgers was there that Mahomes wasn't. But you also have to include the other half where they are both there. And unfortunately, this is a matchup that we will never see one versus one unless somehow it's a playoff game this year. But the thing about it is, if you're going to recognize Aaron without Mahomes, you have to recognize Aaron with Patrick Mahomes. And with Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes has been to five Super Bowls. He's won three of them. He's never not played in the AFC Championship game, and he's won his division every year.
Mm-hmm.
None of that you can say about Aaron Rodgers, and I hate to be the guy that has to trump things, but in a year and a time and an era that we live in where rings and playoff wins are there, it ain't Rodgers, it's Mahomes. And that's not hate towards Rodgers. That's just logistically, statistically proven that Patrick Mahomes and the last, basically the half end of the quarter of the century, the last 10 years, he only has 7 years starting. He has been something that we haven't seen since the other two names that are on the list in Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Well, and the other thing too is Aaron Rodgers isn't a winner, and he's not a guy that really, as we've seen, makes organizations better. His last 2 years with the Jets are really going to have an impact on the way that he's viewed, because he went in there and became and showed, I should say, that he's a narcissist, and everything was about him, 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 him. him. And meanwhile, all the collateral damage that he caused for so many people to lose their jobs because of the way that he went about his operation and the way that he went about his business, not showing up to mini camps and all this kind of stuff. Like, Aaron Rodgers is a big time detriment to a lot of people in the NFL. And I thought the text line pointed out something, because we're talking about a greater impact on the NFL, right? The stats beside themselves. I don't care what the stats are. Aaron Rodgers could wipe the floor with Patrick Mahomes from a stats standpoint. It doesn't matter to me. He's not having the impact. And the text line brings it up. How many kids do you know that have said to you, I want to grow up and be Aaron Rodgers?
10 years ago?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, were you really? You
had to grow a little bit taller. I was in middle school, discount, double check. He's on all the State Farm commercials. Like, yeah. He had a big impact,
and
man.
He was doing the sidearm throws, and he is a winner, but he's not a winner when it matters, is I think the conversation, because Aaron Rodgers' playoff record is 11-10. Patrick Mahomes is 17-4.
I mean,
Patrick Mahomes is second all time in playoff wins. Victories.
Yeah, now he's got a lot to go, obviously.
35,
but you know,
he's on pace.
Yeah.
I mean, he's halfway there, and he's only 7 years into his career.
Right.
And I don't think that's slowing down anytime soon, but Rodgers won in the regular season. Rodgers' big problem is he couldn't win in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And he did win in the playoffs when he won the Super Bowl in 2011 or 2010, whatever it was. But they went 4-0, wild card team, the whole story. We remember that year. But after that Super Bowl win, he only won 7 more playoff games in lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. And then in 3 of those years didn't win a playoff game. So I think when you look at impact, like Mahomes being 17-4 in his first 7 years in the league, yes, is an anomaly, but to be considered great, you have to do things that are considered anomalies. Yeah. Like Tom Brady winning 7 Super Bowls, Peyton Manning changing the way that we see the game with 5 play calls in the huddle and picking one at the line of scrimmage and knowing how to win in the game and be a trailblazer. And then Patrick Mahomes coming into a league where, hey, quarterback talent's never been this good and you're the best at it.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, I'm not taking anything away from him. For his first 7 years of his career, like Mahomes, it was him. He was the show. It was, this guy's never out of it. He's hitting Hail Mary passes to win games. He's falling on his side, hitting a window that you didn't think was open. So yeah, Aaron Rodgers was there. But when you have to add the first half of his career and then add in Mahomes, Mahomes is absolutely way over the top of what he's ever done.
And from a financial standpoint as well, too, TV networks are battling and fighting and changing their rules and adding streaming services, and the Chiefs are always the first ones that appear on this. TV networks will fight over the Kansas City Chiefs. They were not fighting over the Green Bay Packers. They were not that draw that the Kansas City Chiefs are. And I don't want to hear Green Bay is a small market. Market size doesn't matter in the NFL, okay? It has no impact on anything in the National Football League from a TV standpoint. All these TV networks and streaming services are coming on board are saying, we will come on board and do this if you give us Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Ask Peacock about the playoff game. Ask Netflix about Christmas Day. Ask Amazon Prime, as we were the first team to be showcased on that. Ask NBC Sunday Night Football. All these networks, they want Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's an impact that you're having on the league. You know, putting up numbers is great, but having that impact, having that legacy, changing what this league is all about, Patrick Mahomes, man, he's number one on that list.
Because somebody asked me on the text line, so Dustin, that's fun. You're telling me you're telling your friends that Rodgers was a better quarterback than Brady or Peyton Manning. Talented-wise, yes. What Rodgers could do, those two could never do. And that's a fact.
Yeah, he was the most skilled quarterback of all time until Patrick Mahomes.
He was what I would consider like a five-tool baseball player. He was a five-tool quarterback. He was mobile. He had the arm. He had the brains. He could drive. He could clock management. He had all the tools that a quarterback has. Tom Brady, very, very talented. Not a very mobile quarterback. Peyton Manning, very talented. Not very mobile. What made Aaron Rodgers was the improvisation that he could do, and now we have seen the best improvisational quarterback that is Patrick Mahomes. So yes, at the time when Rodgers was in the league, he was more talented than Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, 100%.
But wasn't a better winner than Tom Brady.
No one ever has been.
Right. No one has been, and nobody is right now. Patrick Mahomes is the only guy that can even get close to Tom Brady when you're talking about who is a winner. And so Aaron Rodgers, very, very, he's like Alex Rodriguez, the other A-Rod, right? Like really, really talented, really, really good. Total loser when it matters most.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I just always wanted to see Mahomes versus Rodgers, but we can dive into that a bit later. But, Mac, go ahead and dive into your thing.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Well, we've got more stuff from Rodgers, but Bob, you mentioned Brady and how Mahomes is the only one even on that sort of echelon, on that sort of track to maybe passing him. Well, let's listen to Brady. I think he agrees.
Who do you feel has the biggest opportunity in today's game to possibly duplicate a version of history? Like, do you feel...
Patrick.
Patrick, sure.
Well, I just think Patrick, I love his mentality. And he's a guy that I see so... The great players that I play with, Patrick has their mentality.
Okay.
He has a will to win. He's got a desire every time he takes the field to be a great leader. And even more than his physical skill, what I always do with the guys, I listen to what they say all the time. I listen to what they say after they win. I listen to what they say after they lose. I listen to how they communicate to their teammates and stuff. So it's just everything he says is the right thing. It's like, I think, okay, how would I answer that? And then he answers it in a very similar way. And that's what I really appreciate, because I know he's really connected with his teammates. So he's got a great organization, and he's got a great coach, great general manager, great ownership, and they've got the parts around him. So I think he still has the best
chance to
succeed.
Correct is my word.
Yeah, correct.
Everything that he said there is why Patrick Mahomes had a bigger impact than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is win at all costs, play at all costs, go out there, fight through, battle. Like, that's the guy you want on your team. Hell yeah, Tom Brady, let's go.
I thought that was very informative. And the best part about it was when he would ask him questions, and then he said he'd answer them the same way that I would.
I would. Yeah.
Like that, like people asked me about how Shedeur Sanders fell, and I said a lot of people said what the response was that they give him the situational setting, and he would be like, yeah, I'll go here. And they're like, no, dude, that safety moves up. That'd be an interception. They'd ask him again, be like, nope, he's over here. You need to be, clock's going to run out. Whereas, like, when Mahomes was asked those questions, like, all right, you know, it's Nagster and it's Reedster, and they're all in the room. And they're like, all right, what would you hear? And like, Mahomes answers it. And all of a sudden, they look over each other like, okay, this guy has got it. So it was informative that Tom Brady would say that. Mm-hmm. Plus, Tom's smart. Yep. Like, he knows. Like, he knows what there is. He knows his rings are probably safe, I would think. But he knows that Mahomes is that dude that, you know, does things a little bit better than he did. And if he had the other skills that Mahomes did, God knows what we'd have seen with Tom Brady even more so.
I mean, it's nice to finally see somebody this offseason not think Mahomes is the worst quarterback in the NFL, like a lot of people are trying to say. Like, he's fallen off and all this kind of stuff and blah, blah, blah. Tom Brady's like, no, Patrick's still the guy. Losses happen. In your career, you're not going to win every one, right?
And Brady's got Mahomes by the throat, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you'll never beat me. I beat you twice in the playoffs.
Yep.
Once in the Super Bowl, once at your house, the NFC Championship.
Right. Scoreboard, man.
Yeah.
Tom Brady has scoreboard over everybody in the National Football League from here to eternity, because nobody's ever going to beat Tom Brady in
It's kind of like the same discussion Jordan and Kobe had. Like, Kobe was great and an amazing basketball player, but Jordan always should be like, yeah, good luck, man. You know, you look up there. Check it out.
It's Jordan and LeBron is what it is.
And then Eli walks through the door, and Tom's like, son of a gun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Twice!
One word Aaron Rodgers said, this is probably his last season. He also said you won't see much of him when he's retired, even though he just tried to become a game show host like 2 days ago. But one word on Aaron Rodgers, this probably being his last year.
Laughable. Laughable to the point of you won't hear from him after retirement, because you're right. Like, he was auditioning to be the host of Jeopardy while he was still playing.
He had a documentary out about it.
Again, Aaron Rodgers is narcissistic. Narcissistic people always need to be in the spotlight and make it about them. So something will happen and Aaron Rodgers will insert himself into the story. I love the fact that I think it's TMZ, Page Six, whoever now, has gone to every state marriage records and they can't find a marriage license for this guy too.
Love it.
Predictable?
Yep.
Isn't that why Terry Bradshaw was pissed at the Steelers convention where he told him to eat bark?
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to do all this for a guy who's going to play 1 year? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to be here after this. Like, why would you go through all this trouble for a guy that's just going to have one last ride? And then, of course, you know, I mean, I'd have been more shocked if his wife joined the show instead of him saying he'd have had a year left on his contract or in his career. By the way, have we seen her yet?
No.
Okay.
She may not exist. OKC had their parade last night for yesterday for their championship, yesterday morning, really, for their first championship in franchise history. Aaron Wiggins, who is a great role player, came up clutch for them multiple times, had a pretty hype speech. I want you guys to listen to it and give your one word on it.
I came in as the 55th pick in the 2021 draft. And my rookie season, we won 24 games. 24 games. But the best part about coming from that year is that the same people in this arena today celebrating this championship were the same people there when we were winning 24 games. It was the point where they tried to call us the black hole of the NBA. Boo! But 4 years later, when they mentioned the Thunder organization, when they mentioned Clay Bennett, when they mentioned Sam Presti, when they mentioned Mark Dagnall, and every single one of you in this arena, they got to mention you as NBA champs.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. That was Aaron Wiggins.
Andrew's brother?
Yeah, is that Andrew's brother?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But that was Aaron Wiggins, man. Pretty cool.
One word for him, for that, Gomes.
Daddy, go! Daddy, go! Daddy, go!
Daddy, go! Yeah, it was, I mean, you got to have that guy, right?
Yeah.
Hype, I think, would be the one word. I mean, it wasn't Chet Holmgren. Let me lock in. Poor guy. Kind of fumbled when he was going to try to give the...
did he stand on top of the bus, how big that bus was with him on top?
It's unbelievable what those boys did.
Yeah, it was... you got to have the hype guy. You got to have the guy that gets the whole crowd shook up. Yeah, I mean, there was like 8,000 people at that parade yesterday. I don't blame him, man. 106 degrees in Oklahoma City on a Tuesday afternoon. I'll watch on TV. I hate large crowds. But, like Max said, that was a KC team that had been here for 20 years and won a title. Yeah, we'd all be there shirtless and sunburned.
Heck yeah. No, there was a good crowd there yesterday. Yeah. Depending on what's you know, where they were showing the cameras. I saw big, massive crowds. I saw some smaller ones and certain parts of the parade route as well. But, you know, it's also a small town, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have a million.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Million people living down there. There may be 400,000 people in that city, 500,000 people in that city. If they were all at the parade yesterday, then everybody showed up.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Good.
It's unbelievable what those boys did.
Savannah
it's
Bananas
unbelievable
Lane.
What they did.
No doubt about it. Johnny Gomes, I remember that one. Good Lord, did he steal the show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.